those days when you're reading the news and you see a gentleman, a gymnast that in a sport, a coach, a doctor, molesting little girls, and there's no one there to stop him. He was finally sentenced this past week from 40 to 175 years in jail. And, you know, you can never reverse the things that he's done to those children and to those young ladies. But the sad thing about it all is that the people that he worked for, both in USA Gymnastics and Michigan State University, knew about his shenanigans. Not maybe per se, but they went ahead and took great lengths to cover it up and deny it and give him the benefit of the doubt. And the wave was just too strong that now heads are rolling and things are being exposed. It's a little bit similar to what happened in Penn State with that child molester. It was the former coach that was molesting little boys, bringing them to university, and people just turned the other way. And that's the way it goes with power. I'm always on that rant about power, how it corrupts, and how we really don't have any checks and balances in play. And this is another case in point where this doctor was protected by the powers that be for a long time. And it just got this whole movement that we've having about women and respecting them. And, you know, the way that the sexes are used to engaging is something that now has been acknowledged that it's not what people are trying to do. People are not trying to accept misogyny, and people are not trying to accept certain sexual advances or deal with an uncomfortable workplace or people. And this has all been spiraling into what it is now, which is really showing us how things have changed and how things need to change as far as that interaction that we have. And I've talked about that before, but I feel that in this case in point, what you have is a exhibition of power failing the people, failing the good people. And I think that's what can we do about it? What can somebody in that situation, when they're protected and these people, these higher ups in Michigan State, either cover it up? I mean, I was reading as well, they were trying to dismiss the lawsuits that the victims were filing, whether it was statute of limitations or they were denied it altogether. It was really magical just to see the legal system and the people in power just try to finagle and find a way. And that should, you know, I always call it the American way, is when you have the money, when you have the ability to buy power, to buy persuasion, then that's the way you go about it. You get all these attorneys, you get these people affiliated in politics, and you get them on your side. But there's certain things that I think our society is starting to just not even accept, and molesting and people in power molesting and abusing weaker people. Because let's face it, I mean, women, they're definitely weaker. They, you know, they walk around at night, you know, fearing for somebody to rape them or molest them or something like that. I mean, that's, you know, I hate to state it like that, but just women already have this built-in fear of something happening to them just because men are very predatory in nature. For example, like, I know a woman would like to go traveling, but she likes a travel buddy. A lot of times it's for safety reasons, whereas with me, I can go by myself anywhere, and I'm not going to have any issues. And I know I've talked about that before with many people, where they've wanted me to be their travel buddy, and I said, no, that's okay, you know, because of that reason, because of safety. So there's always that layer that women are having to worry about. So think about it this way. They're worrying about it from strangers, and now they have to worry about it from people that they trust the most, for people that they have to work for or they have to be around. It's just really crazy the level that has gotten to it. And women are at a point now where everything is turning the tables on this type of behavior. Now these men that have been acting this way and doing these things are not able to get away with it. Now it's put us in a spot where you have to be very hypersensitive, very alert to the signs. And I think for women as well, they have to be more black and white with where they stand. You can't be, I don't know, giving mixed signals. But going back to this whole case is very pitiful, because the institution enabled the doctor to do the things that he did. And there is no type of defense for that. I mean, people, their heads are rolling. I mean, people at Michigan State Athletic Director resigned. I want to say the board members resigned. The president resigned. I want to say, and then the people over in the USA Gymnastics, the whole board of directors went ahead and resigned. It's just been an epic failure to protect their athletes. And I think that's the problem, is that when you have people that are sacrificing their life and then you're asking them to trust these monsters, you know, for me, it puts me in a tough spot, because as a parent, God forbid my daughter wanted to do gymnastics, wanted to do dancing. I got to make sure I'm everywhere, because I'm not going to trust anybody. Any man that's around that thing, or any woman, I'm not going to trust. I'm simply not, because you just have these people that get entrusted with, you know, doing the right thing, and they don't. And they become selfish, and next thing you know, these children are permanently damaged. That's one thing about it. It's irreversible. It's not something that, this is so traumatic for them moving forward. And, you know, that's always been my biggest fear having a daughter, is that I don't want her to have such an encounter, because it's crazy to think that those experiences, for the most part, as far as when a woman or a girl has any sexual trauma or has an assault or rape, something along those lines, or molestation, it comes from the closest to them. It's not like a random stranger that comes off the street. It'll be a teacher. It'll be a relative. It'll be, you know, a friend's parent. You know, things like that, where you have to be mindful. And that's where I have a problem with leaving her anywhere until I feel comfortable with our dialogue, with our discussion, with our trust. Because you don't know what other people are thinking, what ulterior motives are. Right, I always talk about that, but man, when it comes to the kids, you got to protect them. I mean, I experienced it when I was a kid, and I'm sure many people did, where other people, and, you know, that's the thing about it. I want to talk about this, because some people be saying, well, they knew they was wrong. They knew that. Why didn't they say something? It's so easy to say that way. Have you ever been in a position of power where, you know, your asshole's a boss, and he's a fucking jerk? And you just want to curse their ass out and punch them in the face, but you can't, because they're in a position of power. There goes your job. That's the way I feel with a lot of these ladies that are molested. It's like, you know, they're pursuing their dreams. They love what they do. And they're dealing with a crazy doctor that, if they blow the whistle on, what do you think is going to happen? You know, not good things are going to happen. They won't be able to keep up doing what they're doing. And, you know, that's the problem with the power, is that it goes, absolute power can't go unchecked. And I always feel that, you know, just like how they go after drug dealers, just after, like, they go after people that are, you know, they put them, they throw the book at them, right? Like, I wish they did the same thing for rapists and the enablers. So, for example, for me, in this case with Michigan State, the doctor obviously got his justice. Actually, he should get the lethal injection and torture, if you ask me. I come from some medieval mind shit when you have people doing the things that they're doing that way. And I don't understand why the president, if she knew about it, why isn't she in Palmy and Nass prison? Any board members, anybody that knew or defended the doctor should be considered to have jail time. Because that's the only way you're going to eradicate a lot of these issues in positions of power. If you put people in jail, it's no different than an athlete. What's the athlete's biggest fear? Athlete's biggest fear is sitting on the bench. Nobody wants to sit on the bench. Everyone wants to play. You know, same thing with these guys in power. So they don't want to go to jail. That's the last thing they want to do. You know, but they get away with it because it's white collar, because it's just part of the establishment, and they have connections. And I wish that people in Congress and people in government would create laws that would put these people that hide these criminals, that they hide these molesters, just as culpable. It's like, you know, if the guy got 40 to 170 years, give the people that knew about it 20 to 30 years, if not more, just because they allowed that to be enabled. They could have saved many more kids along the way. Many more stories like this wouldn't have happened. And I think that's just so disappointing and saddening. And that's where as a parent you really fear, and having a daughter especially, you fear because you just know that men are predators in nature. Men just are built up testosterone, you know, built wanting to be released. I mean, we just build up all this testosterone and we have this urge to release, to release. I mean, I don't know how women biology works, but I know with us, man, we just start building up this testosterone and then we having to release it. We having to release it. And Jesus Christ, and that's just not right how our biology works in that way. And I think that, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, you have these men that just can't control or have these fetishes, and man, they just get in position of power and all these ugly things happen. And, you know, it was such a sad thing to see, having all these women growing up, talking to the, you know, the guy that's going to prison. You know, they had like the judge held a meeting for the girls to come in and just tell the story about what he has done. And it was very ugly to the point where he was trying to tap out. That doctor, he was trying to tap out, but the judge was like, nope, that was part of your agreement. You know, you didn't want a death penalty or something more serious. You wanted this to happen because it was something that it was part of the agreement they had before the sentencing. So, yeah, I just think it was very weird, man. It was very weird that overall they had a very ugly situation in Michigan State that we don't even know. We haven't gotten to the bottom of, you know. That's the crazy part about it is that they're still going in there and finding out more and more and more. And when a whole institution is at a point where they're allowing this to happen, I mean, geez, what do you do? You know, what does that say about us? And it's no different because that happens in many workplaces where if the person in power is a pig, if the person in power is not ethically right, I mean, a lot of shit is going to happen and people are going to be afraid to blow the whistle. And I think that cases like this, in my opinion, are turning the tide and giving people courage. And I think social media, I think something was very important that was said that I thought was true is that I think social media allows victims to congregate and have a voice. Whereas before somebody, let's say you got molested at work, or you dealt with this one person, you're able to reconnect with people that were under the same tutelage, under the same environment, and you can go ahead and share these stories. And you know, and who knows, because in this one thing and that's happened over in Michigan State with this doctor molesting these gymnasts, you know, there's plenty that haven't come forward. So think about that. You know, there are so many, over 100 that came forward. There are many more that didn't come forward, you know. And that's the crazy part about it is that how many were behind the shadows that were just too emotionally damaged, just didn't want to deal with their name out there and the shame that they feel from that whole experience. And we just can't be shaming anybody that has experienced this because, you know, you can't say that if you were in the moment that you're going to do the right thing or that you're able to react right away. Some people can, but some people with the shame and the shock and everything, I think it's something that it's a case-by-case scenario. But we can't assume that everybody in that same position is going to be able to go ahead and run and tattletale and willing to fall on that sword. I mean, I just go back to the Kaepernick deal. He's the only one that fell on that sword. He lost his job, and not many people are willing to do that. And that's the way I look at it with situations like this with gymnasts being molested. And I just pray that, you know, for my daughter and for anybody that has daughters out there that are, you know, doing their thing and having fun, I hope that this is something that is totally eradicated from our society, that we're giving the courage and the power to these ladies when something does happen to move forward. And that we don't have anybody giving them an issue. I mean, you know, it's sad because when you start reading some of these comments and these people are trying to, I guess, apologize. You always have the people that try to play devil's advocate. And I just don't think there's anything here to even discuss as far as how can you defend a predator? You know, there was no... You know, they're trying to say, I was reading things like, well, the parents knew about it, but they didn't do anything about it. Oh, they took the money. Of course, because you don't have an option. You don't think you're going to fucking beat them. You know, if you honestly feel when something like that happens, you can go to the media and those people are going to go to jail. They have enough power to keep themselves out of all of that. And it'll become, you know, and that's the part that I think people fail to understand is that when you have that much power, you're just able to find a way not to go to jail, not to be guilty of it. And I think that's something that people forget. You know, these are not common folks like you and me. You know, these are folks that have a lot of power, a lot of connection, a lot of juice, as I like to say. And it's unfortunate, but that's the world that we live in. And I'm just glad that things like this, unfortunately, there were victims, but I just hope that, you know, we have people that stop doing it, are aware, and when it does, something unfortunate happens, that they go ahead and step up and not be afraid of the consequences.